Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise His holy name. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let everything that have breath praise the name of the Lord, for He is worthy of all our praises. Amen, amen. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. We want to welcome all listeners to the show, whether by web or by phone. Amen. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. Amen. Glory to God. The message today will be coming from Hebrews, amen, the 9th chapter. I'm going to start at verse number 8, just giving the story, and I will begin reading it at verse number 12. If you're out and about, if you would, in your own devotional time, go back and read chapter 9 and 10 of Hebrews so you can get an understanding of what God is saying to you in His Word. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer while you are finding Hebrews number 9 if you have your Bibles. Amen. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You for another day. We thank You for health and strength. We thank You for Your love and Your kindness, Your grace and Your mercy. Father God, we thank You, Father God, that You kept us another day. We thank You, Father God, that You watched over us while we slumbered and slept last night. Oh, Father God, we thank You, Father God, for the breath of life that You breathe into our bodies, oh God. Oh, God, we just thank You, Father God, for all that You have done for us, making a way out of no way, Father. Father God, we just praise You because You are God. We worship You because You are God. We praise Your holy name, for You're worthy of all our praises, oh God. We praise You for Jesus. We praise You for His blood. We praise You for life. We praise You for everything that You have done. Not that we were that good, oh God, but You were just that gracious, oh God. Oh God, we thank You for Your loving kindness, God. Oh, Father God, we pray for the sick and the shut-ins all over the world, oh Father God. We pray that You will comfort them in their time of sorrow, in their time of pain, oh Father. We pray that You will comfort them, Father, and let them know that You are the comforter, Father, in the name of Jesus, and that they can have perfect peace and perfect comfort in You, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for those who are behind prison bars, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father. We pray that they will be uplifted in their spirit, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank You for the supernatural things, oh Father, in the life of the believer, oh God, all over the world. We pray for the leaders of the country, Father God, that they will make the right decisions for the people, oh God. We pray, Father God, for the leaders of Your ministry. We pray for the leaders of this ministry, Prophet Yvonne Ryle and Pastor Joseph Ryle. We pray for each and every person that's on the Ryle team, Father God. Let's pray, Father God, for Your divine protection and provision for each and every one of them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We also pray for leaders of other ministries as well, O God. Keep them safe and provide for them and their ministries, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. O Father God, we just thank you for making a way out of no way, Father. When it seems like there's no way, there is always a way in you, O God. For you are the creator of all things, O God. And Father, we just give you praise. We just give you honor. We just praise your holy name. We lift your name on high, O God, for there is no other God like you. You are an awesome God. We give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise, and we magnify your holy name. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. You should be at Hebrews now, Hebrews the 9th chapter, amen. And I'm going to start at verse number 8 telling the story, amen. Verse number 8 start off telling us that Jesus Christ had not yet been manifested. Hallelujah to Jesus. This was the time, hallelujah to Jesus, that he had not yet come and had not yet shed his blood for the sins of the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus would come in the human flesh for our sins and die upon the cross. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he came and he dwelled among us. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he would become the sacrifice for our sins. Hallelujah to Jesus, that our sins could be washed away. Hallelujah to Jesus. If we can take a moment and look back into the Old Testament and how they used to do the sacrifice of the blood, hallelujah, they would do it every year, but they had to do it over and over and over again. They gave gifts and offerings and sacrifices, and they gave many things in the service, but yet the sacrifice, the animals would not and could not do what the blood of Jesus would do for mankind and the world. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. This is why they had to continue to go back and do these ordinances over again in that time, because Jesus had not yet come and Jesus had not yet shed his blood. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. They did not have the perfect sacrifice, which was Jesus Christ. They only had the blood of the goats or the calf that symbolizes that would symbolize the shedding of the blood of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. And the Bible says to us that Jesus Christ came as our high priest. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He came that we might have life in him. He came, hallelujah to Jesus, that we can be forgiven of our sins. Hallelujah to Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. He was great. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 12. I kind of wanted to kind of go back a little bit from verse 8 to kind of give you the overview of the verses before. I'm going to be reading from verse number 12 to 15, and our message title will come out of this as well. Amen. The Word of God reads verse number 12 in Hebrews number 9, and it reads, "Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. But the blood of bulls and of calves and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies to the purifying of the flesh. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your mind," hallelujah to Jesus, "of unclean thought," that what that means, hallelujah. The eternal Spirit is the Holy Spirit, amen, "for dead works to serve the living God." And the final verse, number 15 in Hebrews 9, "For And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament. Hallelujah. That by means of death, hallelujah, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, hallelujah, glory to God, with they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers and the doers of his holy word. Amen. Glory to God. The title of our message today is The Blood of Jesus Paid the Price. The blood of Jesus paid the price. Hallelujah to Jesus. The scripture told us, hallelujah, that it was not the blood of goats, nor was it the blood of calves, but it was the precious blood of Jesus that paid the price for our salvation. Hallelujah to Jesus. It was the blood of Jesus, hallelujah to Jesus, that redeemed us. Hallelujah. He paid the ultimate sacrifice when he came in the flesh, hallelujah to Jesus, and he went to the cross, hallelujah to Jesus, and died upon the cross for our sins. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. The scripture says unto us, hallelujah to Jesus, that by the means of his death, in other words, if you go back to verse number 15 in the chapter, it says, by the means of his death, that means that Jesus died for your sins and for my sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, his death, hallelujah, it was no other human sacrifice. It was no animal sacrifices, but it was only the blood of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus, that we were redeemed. It was not by things of the world, of silver and gold, but it was the precious blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, glory to God. He paid the price with his own blood, hallelujah to Jesus. He redeemed us, hallelujah to Jesus, from death. He redeemed our souls, hallelujah to Jesus, that we might have life through the blood, glory to God, because the life is in the blood, hallelujah to Jesus, glory to God. Life was in the blood of Jesus who paid the price for the world, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for your holy word that Christ came and laid down his life and died and shed his blood for us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And glory and hallelujah to Jesus. The blood of Jesus paid the price. It wasn't nobody's money. Hallelujah to Jesus. But it was the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for your word. Hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible says, how much more shall the blood of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, through the eternal spirit, offer without himself, without spot to God. In other words, he became a living sacrifice. He gave himself up. He laid his life down that we might have life. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God that we serve. For the word of God declares that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. It was the blood. It was the blood of Jesus who paid the price. It was his blood and his blood alone. Only through the blood of Jesus. It was only through the blood of Jesus that sin can be washed away. Glory to God. That's why the Bible tells us if it had not been for the blood of Jesus that paid the price, there would be no remission of sin. Oh, glory to God. That's why, glory to God, we ought to be thanking God for the manifestation of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah to Jesus, that shed his blood over 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah to Jesus, that all can have life in him. Oh, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus Christ paid the price for the world and its sin. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. The blood. Glory, hallelujah. It was the blood. It was the blood of Jesus that paid the price. He paid the ransom. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. It wasn't from corrupt things, the things of the world. Glory, hallelujah. But it was the blood of Jesus Christ that paid the price, salvation. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Bible says, for it is not possible that the blood of a bull and of a goat shall take away sin. Glory to God. It can't do it. That's why in the Old Testament they had to keep going back and doing it over and over and over again every year. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. And God sent forth his son. Hallelujah. The perfect sacrifice. Hallelujah. God gave up his son to give us a gift of salvation, to give us a gift of love, to give us a gift of hope. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus paid the price. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Only the precious blood of Jesus was shed for mankind. He was the ultimate sacrifice for the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because of the blood, hallelujah to Jesus, being shed, hallelujah to Jesus. Well, Isaiah tells us that he was wounded for us. He was pierced for us. He was beaten for us. He was mocked for us. He was lied upon and falsely accused for us. Hallelujah to Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. How much more the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood. It was the blood of Jesus that paid the price. Glory and hallelujah to Jesus. There was no other blood. Hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. Glory to God. It was through the blood of Jesus that we are redeemed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus can save you, the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus can heal your mind, your body, and your soul. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. The blood of Jesus paid the price. It was his blood, his precious blood. The Bible says that Jesus was wounded. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. He was wounded for us. Jesus didn't have any sin. He was an innocent man. Glory to God. He knew no sin. Yet he died for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. That he gave his only begotten son. That we might have life in him. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Streaming down the cross on Calvary Hill over 2,000 years ago. The blood of Jesus. He was paying the price for our salvation. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Pierced in his side. His hands and his feet were nailed to the cross. He had a crown of thorns on his head. Glory to God. His back was beating so bad with a cat and nine tail that it pulled flesh and bone. Hallelujah. Flesh and skin. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus paid the price. Hallelujah. You couldn't even tell that he was a man. Hallelujah. He was beating so bad. But the blood was still streaming. Lord, hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible says it even pulled his beard from his face. They spit on it. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. He never said a mumbling word. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hey, but the word. Hallelujah. that all might be saved, healed, delivered, and set free from sin. Hallelujah. That you can come out of darkness and you'll choose this day who you're going to serve. Glory to God. Because the blood of Jesus has already paid the price. Hallelujah. Come out of the world of sin and live for Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus came as a lamb slain. He is soon to return, and he's not coming back as a lamb slain. Hallelujah. He's already done that. Hallelujah to Jesus. He's getting ready to come back. Hallelujah. And you must be ready. Hallelujah. He has already shed the blood for you. Glory to hallelujah. Loved you just that much. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The blood of Jesus paid the price for salvation. Hallelujah to Jesus. It was a once and for all thing. Hallelujah to Jesus. The blood of Jesus paid the price. That's why the Bible says those that are saved and said the redeemed can say so. What right do we have? We got the right because of the blood of Jesus. He paid the price. Hallelujah to Jesus. That we might have life and have it more abundant in him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It was the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says that God did not send Jesus to condemn the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. But he sent him that all might be saved. God manifested his love. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. That's why it says in the word of God, the way into the holiness of all was not yet made manifest because Jesus had not come in those days and times. Jesus already been to the cross. The blood has been shed. Hallelujah to Jesus. And that blood paid the price and the ransom for our salvation. I'm so glad, hallelujah to Jesus, that God loved. He loved us while we were yet wallowing in our sin, wallowing in darkness. Hallelujah to Jesus. Living any kind of way. Hallelujah. But the blood of Jesus paid the price that we might have life, that we might be saved, that we might be healed and delivered and set free. For it was his blood. He was the sacrifice. He was the offering for sin. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he knew no sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. That he loved us just that much. If I was you today, I wouldn't wait till tomorrow. Because tomorrow is not promised to any of us. Neither the next minute nor the next second. Time to make a decision. Hallelujah to Jesus. To serve the true and living God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. The blood of Jesus paid the price. Nobody else paid the price. Nobody else made the sacrifice. Nobody else offered themselves up for you. It was only Jesus Christ. He is the only way. He is the only way. Don't allow anyone to fool you because we're living in those days where there are many false prophets and preachers and evangelists and pastors and false leaders. Don't be fooled. It was only the blood of Jesus Christ. Salvation is only in him. Don't worship no other God, no little g God. Because it was not their blood. The Bible says it was only the blood of Jesus that paid the price for salvation. Glory to God. The blood of Jesus paid the price. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. I pray in the name of the Lord that this message has opened your eyes to see and opened your ears to hear, to know that God loves you so much that he sent his only son into the world, that he sent him as a sacrifice. He gave up his son and allowed him to go through all that he went through, carrying the cross and carrying our burdens and carrying our sorrows and carrying our pains and carrying all of the things that we would go through in life. Jesus carried it all upon his body. He had every sickness and every disease. He carried everything. He ain't got to go back over and do it no more. He ain't got to go back over there. He did it for once and for all. His blood did it all. It did it all. Hallelujah to Jesus. It did it all. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. It did it all. And when he shed his blood, hallelujah to Jesus, the change came. Hallelujah to Jesus. Change came for life. Hallelujah to Jesus. It came because he is life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus paid the price for the whole world. And it's up to you to choose it. You have a free will. Glory to God. You can choose to live for Jesus or you can choose to live for the world. But you only can serve one. You can only serve one. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. That God loved us just that much that he sent his only son into the world. Hallelujah. That we might have life through him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For the Bible tells us that Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Hallelujah to Jesus. And unto them that looks for him, shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Amen. And that's in Hebrews chapter 9, verse number 28. Glory to God. We don't like closing out the show, amen, without doing the invitation. We are living in the last days. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. And you need to know the Savior. Hallelujah to Jesus. You said, well, preacher, I don't know if I can be forgiven. I done did this and I done did the other things and I done did some terrible things. But the Bible says that if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, and be baptized in the name of Jesus and be a godly sorrow, in other words, repent of your sin and change your life and live with for Jesus, the Bible says the blood of Jesus has paid the price and will wash away your sins. If you don't know Jesus, if you would say this prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of Lord, I'm a sinner in the need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and you honestly do repent, be saved and change your life today, find your Bible believing church, get your Bible and begin reading it, develop your relationship with God. If you give me your life to Christ today, leave me a message on Facebook. And also on Facebook, if you need prayer, you can just inbox me there. Amen. We want to welcome you to the body of Christ. Amen. We do hope and pray that you tune in to Prophetic Corner today. And also Saturday with Without Walls Worldwide Radio. Amen. Also, don't forget Tuesday night show with Prophet Yvonne Wild. one word from the Lord at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget to connect with Prophet Yvonne for Moment of Spirit with Minister Michelle. Amen. Glory to God. Now I'm going to do the benediction now to him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Glory to God. You have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Amen.